versus I'm not going to put them off in order to so we can look at them. Is that better? Louder. Just a minute. Okay. I'm very close to the mic now. I can't get any closer than that. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, good. Okay. I'll give the verses and you can write them down. Is Jesus God? Okay, Isaiah 7, verse 14. Isaiah 9, verse 6. Malachi 2, verse 10. Zechariah 1, verse 1. Sorry. Genesis 1, verse 1. Zechariah 14, verse 9. Isaiah 43:10, John 1:10, 1 Corinthians 8:6, Ephesians 3:9. Hebrews 1:8-12, Revelations 4:8-11, John 4:14, 1 Peter 2:21-24, Acts 20:28, Galatians 3:13, Luke 24:21-29, Luke 2:10-11, Acts 12:23, 1 Timothy 1:1-3, 1 Timothy 4:10, 1 Peter 1:10-11, Jude 25. Now there's literally hundreds of other ones, but like I said, it doesn't make sense to go put them all down because we'll never be able to talk about this even in one day. But of those, you know, if you'd like to discuss, and we'll go through them, we can see what it says.
Am I coming through?
Okay, good.
Okay, I think that we're saying that it didn't come through. If Jesus was just a man and is not God, Christianity is a lie. The whole Christianity is a lie. If he is God, that makes not just Islam, but other religions false as well. And I mean that is just logic. If he really is God, then the Quran is false. If he is not God, then Christianity is a lie. That's just common sense. Now, can you prove something by, I mean, we're trying to prove this by the Bible. Now, I know you will say, Islam says the Quran is it has never been changed. Now that may be true, but that in itself does not prove that Islam is true just because the book has never been changed. Now, has the Bible been changed? Yes. It's been changed many times by many people. But that in itself does not prove that the original words of the Bible are not true either. But the basis of Christianity is that God created a human being, and that is the basis of Christianity, not all this other nonsense about Trinity and praying to dead people and all this other nonsense which has been started by so-called Christianity. And I'll speak to the fact it's Catholicism. Catholicism is the biggest problem or attack of Christianity, because they claim to be Christian and have spread, gone around the world, killing people in the name of Christ, and convert, so-called converting people to the so-called Christian religion in Mexico, in Asia, in South America, all over the world they've done this. And now they don't care, but they're still trying to convert people to the so-called Christian God, which is not the Christian God at all, but it is their man-made God. So, this is the problem, one of the main problems with people accepting Christianity, because they have accepted Catholic lies, which claim to be Christianity, which is not Christianity at all. And if you don't believe me, you can do your own research on the Catholic Church and where they get all their beliefs and doctrines and whatever. I guess there's more to say, but I'll let the next person go now.
I bear witness there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad and Jesus is the messenger of God. If the sound is good, right, what for me be? The topic tonight is Jesus God. The question over here is, Jesus ever claimed he is God? Where in the Bible Jesus said I'm God? Where in the Bible Jesus said, I am your creator, I am your Lord? When in the Bible Jesus said, I'm God, manifested in flesh? When in the Bible Jesus said, I'm God and a man at the same time? When in the Bible Jesus said, I have dual nature, God and a man? When in the Bible Jesus said, I'm perfect God and perfect man? السؤال المطروح اليوم هو على ألوهية المسيح. السؤال المطروح: أين قال المسيح أنا الله؟ أين قال المسيح أنا الإله المتجسد؟ أين قال المسيح أنا إله كام وإنسان كام؟ Jesus never claimed he's God. Jesus never said I'm God manifested in flesh. I would like Brother Scooby to give me one verse in the Bible that Jesus himself said, I am God. I am your creator. I am your Lord. I am God manifested in flesh. I have dual nature, God and man at the same time. I am built with God and built with man. Of course, Scooby tried to just to mention verses. I would like him next time to take the mic and read every single verse. المسيح عليه الصلاة والسلام لم يقول أنا الله ولم يقول أنا الإله المتجسد. Now I understand from what you're saying that you do not believe in Trinity. That Trinity is falsehood. أنا بفهم الكلام اللي هو قاله إن هو لا يؤمن بالتثليث. وإن التثليث ده باطل. Also I understand from what you're saying that the Bible, as you said, the Bible is The Bible is changed by time. They change the word of God. وانا فهمت بالكلام يقول ان الكتاب المقدس تغير مع مرور الزمن. غيروا كلام الله. Now I would like to ask you a question. Now you admit and you said that the Bible, there is a change in the Bible. They change the word of God. Now, if they change the word of God, then the Bible is not credible. Then the Bible is not trustworthy. Then you cannot accept anything in the Bible. How would you know the word you use or the verse you use is really authentic? Is really from the original what Jesus really said? هو يقول الكتاب المقدس تغير مع مرور الزمن يعني تحرك. فأنا بقول له إزاي أنت تعرف؟
أنا بقول له إذا الكتاب المقدس غير موثوق فيه.
الكتاب المقدس غير موثوق فيه. وأنت تعرف منين إن النص اللي أنت تاخده هذا النص كريدبل ولا مش كريدبل يعني هذا النص. طيب. Now when he's saying that, he said something very good. He said that, and I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. You said if Jesus is a man, then Christianity is falsehood. Then Christianity is hoax. هو يقول أن المسيح هو إنسان إذا المسيحية كذب ودين باطل. Again, I will say it again. I will repeat again. You said in your first time that if Jesus is a man, then Christianity is false. Then Christianity is fairy tale. Now I will take the challenge and I prove to you. And I prove to you from the Bible that Jesus is only a man, that Jesus is just a man, not more, not less, from the word of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, أنا هثبت لهم الكتاب المقدس إن المسيح هو إنسان لا أكثر ولا أقل. Jesus said in the book of John chapter 8:40, Jesus said, I am a man telling you the truth which I heard it from God. I am a man telling you the truth which I heard it from God. I am what? A man. I am a man telling you the truth which I heard it from God. I'm not God. I'm just a man. A man. Same thing in the book of Acts. Chapter 2 verse 22. المسيح يقول في انجيل يوحنا حد يكتب عربي كمان 48 انا انسان قد كلمكم بالحق الذي سمع من الله انسان امان in the book of Acts 2:22 اعمال الرسل 22 ye men of Israel hear these words Jesus of Nazareth امان 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 approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you. As you are yourself also now. Again, ye men of Israel, hear this word, Jesus of Nazareth, amen, amen, approved by God, among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself also know. أيها الرجال الإسرائيليون اسمعوا هذا الكلام يسوع النصري رجل قد تمهد لكم من قبل الله بآيات وعجائب صنعها الله بيديه في وسطكم كما أنتم تعلمون أمان. Now in the book of First letter of Timothy chapter 2 verse 5 First letter of Timothy 2:5 Paul said about Jesus Christ. He said, there is only one God. There is only one God. So there is one God and one mediator between God and man. The man Christ Jesus. The man Christ Jesus. The man Christ Jesus. For there is one God and one mediator. Mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. لأن يوجد إله واحد وإنسان واحد بين الله والناس الإنسان يسوع المسيح. Now, I would like to ask you a question. For the Christian in the room, every Christian in the room, when we say that The Son of Man. Who is the Son of Man? I would like any Christian answer, or anyone. Who is the Son of Man? Of course, when we mention the Son of Man, we mean Jesus Christ. We mean Jesus Christ? Yes, we mean Jesus Christ. All right, now, I would like you to go to Job, chapter 25, verse 4. Job 25, 4. Ayub, 25, 4. How then can a man be justified with God? Or how can this mean that is born of woman? Behold, even to the moon, and it shine up. Yea, the stars are not during its sight. How much less man that is warm, and the Son of Man, which is warm. Who is the Son of Man? Who is the Son of Man? Jesus Christ. Who is the Son of Man? Jesus Christ. Again, let me say it again. 24, 5, 4, 5, 6. Again. How then can a man be justified with God? Or how can be he that is born of woman behold even to the moon and it shine not, yet the stars are not blue in his sight? How much less man that is warm and the Son of Man, in Jesus Christ, which is warm? Son of Man, which is warm? Can we compare this world with God Almighty, the Son of Man? And as you know, and as everybody knows, when we say the Son of Man is in Jesus Christ. كيف تبرع الإنسان عند الله؟ وكيف يسكو مولود المرأة؟ وإذا ذا نفس القمر لا يضيء والكواكب غير نقية في عينه، فكم بالحري الإنسان الرمة، أي يسوع ابن آدم الرمة. هل هذا الإنسان الرمة هو الله؟ Is this the Lord, Son of Man, is God Almighty? So it's very clear now that Jesus is a man. Jesus is a man, and you said, if Jesus is a man, then Christianity is a hoax. Then Christianity is a fairy tale. Then Christianity is a lie. And I prove it to you from the Bible that Jesus is only a man. هو يقول أن لو المسيح إنسان إذا المسيحية كذب وقصة خيالية ولا تمثله الكتاب المقدس اللي هي قصة خيالية لأن المسيح ده جيسوس قال يا مان not more not less. Now I would like you to go to John chapter 5 verse 30 John 5 30 يا ريت الإخوة الوقت I would like to know how much time I have believe it's very important believe. Okay, John 5 30 I can of my own self do nothing. I can of my own self do nothing. I can of my own self do nothing. I don't hear a judge. My judgment is just. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Very clear. He's a man. He cannot do nothing from his own self. Now, about the theory, أنا لا أقدر أن أفعل من نفسي شيء كما أسمع دين ودينتي عادلة لأني لا أطلب مشيئتي بل مشيئة الذي أرسلتي. حد كان يمسك الوقت anybody else the time because the brother is not get disconnected. It's still 5 minutes left I think. Now this theory about God Almighty is a man. This theory about God Almighty is a man is actually the hoax. It's a fairy tale. Why? Because God Almighty said in the Bible, He cannot be a man. هذه القصة إن الله تجسد قصة خرافية. لأن الله لا يتجسد. God Almighty said in the book of Malachi 3:6, Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I cannot change. I am the Lord, I cannot change. Malachi 3:6, أنا الله لا يتغير. God cannot be a man. God Almighty refused that he is a man. And the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, verse 2, Ezekiel 28, 2, say to the prince of Tyre, Ela Mursur, thus says the Lord God, هكذا قال الله, because your heart is lifted up, لأن خلفك التوبة, and you have said, وأنت قلت, I am God, أنا الله, I sin in the feet of God, أجلس في مجلس الله. In the midst of the sea, في وسط البحار. Yes, you are أمام God. Yes, you are أمام God. Yes, you are أمام God. الله ليس إنسان. God is not a man. يعني الله ليس إنسان. الله ليس إنسان. Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 9. Ezekiel 28:19. When he said before him, God killed you, all in Audi Tulek. I am God, I'm Allah. But you are a man of God. But you are a man of God. ولكن أنت إنسان وليس الله. God is not a man. God is not a man. God is not. Jesus is not God. God cannot be a man. Allah ليس هو إنسان إلا بيح ليس هو الله. And the book of Hosea 11:9, Hosea 11:9, I will not excuse the violence of my anger. لن يعود حمول غضبي. I will not return to destroy the pride. لن يعود تحسين الطريق. For I am God, not a man. لأني أنا الله ليس إنسان. For I am God, not a man. For I am God, not a man. لأني أنا الله ليس إنسان. Satan is pressed on these verses. I will say that. Right. Thank you very much. لأني أنا الله. For I am God, not man. God is not a man. In the book of Numbers, chapter 19, verse 23. Numbers 19:23. God is not a man. God is not a man. Nor the son of man. God is not a man, nor the son of man. Alright, God is not a man. What about Jesus Christ? Jesus himself admits he is a man. He said in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 40, I am a man, telling you the truth, which I heard from God. I am a man, telling the truth, which I heard from God. Allah ليس إنسان والمسيح يقول أنا إنسان. God is not a man, and Jesus admits, and he says, I am a man. Also, as I said in the book of Acts, chapter 2:22, أعمال الرسل 22. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved by God. A man approved by God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you. Jesus, a man, a man. أيها الرجال الذين اسمعوا هذا الكلام يسوع المصري رجل قد تبرع لكم من قبل الله لأخواته وعجائب وعجائب رعى الله بيدي في وسطكم كما أنتم تعلمون. Now I would like you to fix the mic. Give me clear statement from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am God. I am your creator. I am God manifested in flesh. I am God and a man at the same time. I am best of God and best of man at the same time. That was when I heard from you. Give me the verse. Okay, go ahead, the mic is yours.
How do you hold down the mic without pushing down the button? Is there any way to hold it? Okay. We'll go to the first one that I posted. John 1 verse 10. Let me just, it's hard to do, open the Bible and talk and hold this mouse together, but let me get the Bible. 1 minute. Okay. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Now this is speaking of Jesus. He made the world. Now, only God can make the world. You ask for scripture. I'm just taking one of many. He made the world, and the world knew him not. He came into the world, and his own did not know who he was. Now, only God can create. No one can create but God.
Now, let me continue. Let me find another one for you. Oh, later, and it goes, but as many as received him, speaking of Jesus again, to them gave he to become, but he gave power. He gave power. If he's a man, he has no power to do this, but he gave power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So here again, it is speaking of Jesus, who has power, who has created the world, who has given power to men to become sons of God, because he is God. If he was just a man, he could not create anything, let alone the world, or man, or anyone. And he would have no power to give men the ability to become sons of God. So, yes, this is showing without a doubt that he is God. Now, let me take another one. Let me go on. Okay, there's so many. Let me pick, okay, we'll go to Isaiah 9:6. Let me just flip through the Bible here. I'm not as organized as you. Spirit. Not two different beings, but one. So, I'll state right now, I don't believe in Trinity. That's a lie. It doesn't even make sense. But the topic is Jesus God. I had to state about the Trinity so you at least understand that I don't believe in Trinity and that it's a false teaching that makes no sense at all. Okay, next one. Let us go to Revelation 7:17 to show that he's creator again. Revelation, how much time do I have left, Kanji? How much time? Okay. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed him, and they shall lead him into the living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. The Lamb is Christ, is Jesus Christ. Jesus, the Lamb, is God. That's why it is mentioned in the Bible, the Lamb of God. And this Lamb is to feed them. And this God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. Okay. Isaiah 7:14. I'll wait till it's posted up. That'd probably be a lot easier. No, Isaiah 7:14. Not Hosea. Isaiah, my friend. Okay, therefore the Lord shall give you the sign. No problem, Sky Sun. The Lord will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. This is Jesus. This is the Messiah. When the Messiah is none other than Jesus Christ. Malachi 2 verse 10. 7 minutes, okay. 2 verse 10. Malachi 2 verse 10. Have we not one Father? Has not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother, but profaning the covenant of our fathers? Here again, there is only one God, not three gods. Okay. Let us go to one John 4 verse 14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Now who can save but God? No man can save. And here it states the Son was sent to save the world. Only one Savior, only God can save. You can't have two Saviors. Okay? We'll show again that he's Savior. Galatians 3, verse 13. Yes, 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, be made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Christ has redeemed. Only God can redeem. And Christ is God, that's why he's able to redeem. If he was just a man, he could redeem nothing. Jude 25. To the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Yes, Jude. Not Jude, Jude. Matthew 2 verse 1-6. 1-6. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, this shows that the Christ was prophesied where he was to be born, and he was born as prophesied. And Herod was out to kill him because he was to be king. Not just king of the Jews, king of all. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13-18. No, strike that last one. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4. No, I didn't want to comment on that, but there's only 2 minutes left. Sorry. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, or that drink of that spiritual rock that fell them, and that rock was Christ. Speaking of the rock that was in the Old Testament, that produced the water, that was Christ. Now, God fed them. Christ fed the Hebrew children, gave them food and water to drink and to eat. How much time left? 1-2 minutes? 1 minute? Okay. John 18, verse 37. To this end was I born, for this cause I came to the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. He's saying he is a king. He's admitting here he is a king. And there is no king but God. No one but God can be king of this world.
الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We'll discuss in 15 minutes now. We have half hour from excuse me. Until now, I do not hear one verse from the mouth of Jesus Christ that Jesus said, admit and be clear that I am God. I am your God. I am your Lord. I am your Creator. I am God manifested in flesh. I am God and a man in the same time. I am built with God and built with man. يعني هو فعله نفسه شاء الله لم يأتي بنفسه من فم المسيح. المسيح يبدأ يقول أنا الله أو يقول أنا الإله المتجسد. There is no verse. Till now there is no verse. Now, I would like to comment from what he said. In Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. In Isaiah 7:14, let me quote the verse for you. This verse has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. The rest of the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. First, the word virgin is not correct. The word in the Hebrew language is Alma. Alma. And Alma, it means young woman. Alma, it means young woman. Now I give him a new translation over here, translation of the Bible, because I believe there is a different translation. Majority of the new translation send the word virgin to the word young woman. Hold on a minute, let me write it down for you. Here you go. Basic English version, it says, basic English version, it says, for this cause, the Lord himself will give you a sign, a young woman, not virgin, a young woman, is now with a child, and shall will give birth to a son, and shall give his name Emmanuel. So the word in the Hebrew text is young woman. The word is Alma. Alma means young woman, not virgin. Second, Emmanuel, I challenge you, Mr. Scooby, to give me one verse in the Gospel. Anybody, anyone, call Jesus Emmanuel. Call Jesus Emmanuel. He's not his name. His name is Jesus Christ. You look at the Bible, you found out in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21, and when angel prophesied to Joseph, they tell him his name will be Jesus. His name what? Jesus. And shall bring the son, and thou shall call him name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sin. It means Jesus Christ only a brother for the Jews. Again. And shall bring forth the son, and thou shall call him, shall call his name Jesus. For he shall give, shall save his people from their sin. He's only a brother for the Jews only. So this prophecy has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. This is the first one. Second one, he said, we talk about John chapter 1 verse 12. John 1:10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world would know him not. He made the world. Not true. How can Jesus Christ make the world? I need to translate this in Arabic for the people. أنا لم يأتي بنص المسيح لم يقول أنا الله أتى بنص في إشعياء 7:14 النص بيقول بس النص يقول إن الله عز وجل يعطي آية والآية هي إن العذراء تحبل وتلد ابنا وسموه عمانوئيل ولكن الترجمة النص العبري يقول امرأة صغيرة عينة إذا هذا النص لا ينطبق على المسيح. Now, يوحنا الإصحاح الأول 10 كانت العالم كون العالم دير. It is not true because Jesus Christ actually is created by God. Jesus Christ created by God, yes. I have two verses proof in the Bible that Jesus Christ is created by God. First, in the letter of creation, letter of creation, chapter 1 verse 15, it says that Jesus Christ is the firstborn. That Jesus Christ is the firstborn of creation. How come Jesus Christ is created by God and at the same time who is the creator? How can be the creation of God is the creator? The firstborn of every creature. So God Almighty created him. يقول هنا ان المسيح بكر كل خليقة ازاي يكون الخالق المخلوق خالق ازاي اي مخلوق كيف يكون خالق. Second, in the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 14 Revelation 3:14. What it says, it says, and unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, right? This thing says the Amen, the faithful, and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. The beginning of creation of God. God created him. God created him. The beginning of creation of God. How come Jesus is created by God and at the same time he creates everything? He's created by God. وَأَكْتُبُ الْأَمَلَاتِ كِنِيسَةُ الْلَذِكِيِّينَ هَذَا يَقُولُ الْأَمِينِ الشَّاهِدُ الصَّادِقُ بِدَاعَةِ خَلِيقَةِ اللَّهِ بِدَاعَةِ خَلِيقَةِ اللَّهِ كيف يكون المخلوق خالق؟ The first, the beginning of the creation of God. He's not God. He created by God. He cannot be God and at the same time God created him. He cannot be the creator and at the same time God created him. المسيح لا كيف يكون هو الله والله خالقه كيف يكون هو الخالق وهو مخلوق. Doesn't make any sense. Okay. Now, you mentioned John chapter 1, verse 12. John 1:12. But as he has received to him, to him gave he the power to become son of God. And to him believe in his name. Actually, this verse explained to us, or testified to us, what the meaning of the son of God. The son of God, the one who believes in God. That is the son of God. If you believe in God, you are the son of God. God Almighty cannot have a son. God cannot have a son. Very clear statement from the mouth of Jesus Christ says to be the son of God, you have to believe in God. That's it. That's it. And he says Jesus has the power to give. Jesus, power? No. Listen in the book of John chapter 5:30. John 5:30. I cannot do nothing through my own self. I cannot do nothing. Absolutely nothing. From my own self. Nothing. In the book of Matthew, chapter 28. I cast out devil by the Spirit of God, not me, by the Spirit of God. And the Messiah said, أنا وأقصى أنا أفعل من نفسي شيء. أنا أعطي في الشياطين بروح الله. All power is given unto me. Matthew 28:18. Matthew 28:18, all power is given unto me. It's not my power, it's given unto me. God gave it to him. كل سلطان يعطيه عليه يضيف عليه السماء والارض. الله اعطى هذا السلطان. God given his power. It's not his power, it's given unto him. In the book of Luke, chapter 11:20, Luke 11:20. I am the finger of God. Cast out devils. I was the finger of God cast out devils. Not him. By the finger of God, it means by God's remission. By God's will. أنا أعطي الشياطين بأصابع الله مش هو بإذن الله. Very clear. Jesus cannot do nothing from his own. He has no power. And even if he has power, this power is given unto him. Who gave it to him? God Almighty. The Father gave it to him. Now, I want you to go to the Mark chapter 7:24. Mark 7:24. And from whence he arose and went away unto the borders of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered into a house and would have no man know. And would have no man know. He could not be hid. He could not be hid. He could not be hid. He said Jesus has the power to do everything. The man gives attention. He does not want anybody to know he is there, but he cannot be hid. He cannot be hid. He can't. It's not God. He can't have no power. And if you have a power from God, ثم قوم من هناك ومطر إلى تكون سور وصيدا ودفع البيت وهو يريد أن لا يعلم أحد فلم يقدر أن يختفي. لم يقدر أن يختفي. He could not be hid. He has no power. Absolutely none. He is not God. Now he says, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. Isaiah 9 6. For unto us a child is born. God Almighty is not born.
God is not God. If the Son is born, the Father is not God. And for us, it's given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Jesus was not king. He said he was a king. He was not king. By trying to make him king, he ran away. Jesus also said, my kingdom is not from here. My kingdom is not from here. أن السحرم يقول هو أنا ملك هرب من المملكة وقال مملكة ليست من هنا. And his name shall be called wonderful, comforter, the mighty God. Jesus never said I'm God. This is the Sabbath, this is the debate. So when Jesus said I'm God. أن السحرم يقول أنا الله. Never he said I'm God. There is a lot to the Father. The brains of these. And Jesus is the brains of these. And Jesus is the brains of these. Listen what Jesus said. If you're telling me the brings of peace, let's hear it for when. يقول إن المسيح هو رئيس السلام. نسمع من رئيس السلام. This has nothing to do with Jesus Christ's prophecy. هذا ليس له علاقة بيسوع. Matthew 10:24. Do not think that I have come to live this in earth. But a sword! Do not think that I have come to meet this in earth but a sword. لا تظنوا إني جئت لا يكن سلاما على الأرض بل سيفا. Did not bring for this. And the book of Luke 19:27. For these enemies of mine who did not want me to regain over them, bring them here. And it lays him before me. إِنَّ أَعْدَيْكُ وَلَيْكَ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُمَلِّكَ عَلَيْهُ سَأْتُوْزُونَ هُنَا هُنَا وَأَصْبَحُونَ خُجَّانِ. No. It's not the drink of this. Luke 12:49. I come to cast fire upon earth. And not that. And not that. It will already come to it. Do that I have come to give these words? No. Jesus Christ admits he didn't come here to bring these. How can he say, he is the prince of these? These has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. These gravity has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Jesus also was not king. He never was king. He never was king in the throne of David. Because the gravity says, for the increase of his government and these, there shall be no end upon the throne of David. Jesus never was a king or took over the throne of David. And the Messiah said, "He will be king on the throne of David." The Messiah never was a king or took over the throne of David. But now, as I told you before, give me a clear statement from the mouth of Jesus Christ, that Jesus himself said, I am God. I am God manifested in flesh. The other thing he said in the book of 1st letter of John, chapter 4, verse 14, 1st letter of John 4, 14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son, to be Savior of the world. How can Jesus be God and God send him? Send him if he is the messenger of God. God send him a messenger. It is God. God send him. وَنَحْنُ قَدْ نَظَرْنَا وَنَشَدْ إِنَّ الْآَبْ قَدْ أَرْسَلِ الْإِبْ. Then Jesus is not God. Take the mic again. Where Jesus said, I am God, or Jesus said, I am God manifested in flesh.
How am I coming through now? Can you hear me? Testing. Okay. But then, I gave you plenty of scriptures to show that Jesus is God, he is King, he is Creator, he is Savior. All the attributes of God. To save, to create, and much more. And all you can shout about, he said, show me more faithful speak that he is God. You deny and reject everything I showed you. Everything in Scripture, you get your interpretation, or you, first you say, in the Scripture. Now, first of all, you don't believe in God. You say it's been changed, it's this, it's that, whatever. You don't believe it, and yet you're asking to do something to get your proof of what they're able to believe. Well, that doesn't even make sense. Okay? Now, I don't believe the Quran. I'm not going to ask you to quote the Quran, because a lot of the stuff that it says about Jesus in there and other things are not even true. But I'm not going to... this is not about attacking the Quran or attacking the Bible. I've given you plenty of scriptures that you have denied the scriptures. You, like the Pharisees, denied the Word of God. And you make it to your own interpretation, your own so-called wisdom, deny what the Scripture says. So, you know, and all you can have is for me to give you one place where Christ said that he was specifically God. I gave you plenty of scriptures showing that he admitted he was king, that he was God. Now, you say that the Bible has been changed. Yes, many, it has been changed. But there still is a true word of God. Just because it's been changed does not mean that there's still not an original Bible out there, and that it has not been translated from the original. It's like the Quran. You say the Quran has never been changed. Maybe it hasn't. I don't know. But it has been interpreted or changed into English and other languages, and I'm sure the translations even there have been changed. Now, you mentioned about being born not being born a virgin but of a maiden. See, I know the Hebrews, the Jews say the same thing. You know, it's actually something you would actually agree with your Jewish brother, is that he was to be born of a maiden. But the Bible does not say that. It says that he was born, you're talking about the Old Testament, I understand it, but in the New Testament it says he was born of a virgin. That Mary, and even the Quran, even this, it will make sense. The Quran says he was born of a virgin. And are you denying your Quran? First you attack the Bible saying it's to be born of a virgin, the Bible says it's being born of a maiden, but your Quran says he was born of a virgin. So are you going to say that the Quran, that's the wrong word too, that it meant maiden? No, I don't know how to say that, Clonzy. You ask me to explain, I'm explaining. I'm not, why can't I bring the Quran in here? I can only use the Bible? Well, hey. He said it was the Bible was falsely interpreted, that it was to be a maiden, not a virgin. And the Quran says virgin. It doesn't say maiden. So you can't have it both ways. No, the Quran says that Jesus was born of a virgin. Okay? Yeah, I know it's the Old Testament. I know it was the Old Testament. Now, anyhow, you're telling me it's not produced God. I've given you plenty of scriptures. Because I thought there was supposed to be no comments here. I couldn't comment on him. Now you're commenting on me. This is... you can comment, then everyone should be able to comment. One way, tell me, Kwanzi, one way or another. If I'm not free to talk with your comments, then Mr. Sam should not be either. Oh. So, I'm speaking what I know. Well, you're commenting. You're commenting, and another gentleman commented. Sky Sun commented. I didn't say anything bad about the Quran. I didn't knock the Quran. I'm just saying it's in the Quran. It also says that God, in many scriptures, I've already given some, I could post another 100, but I can't give them all in 15 minutes, obviously. Let me explain them all. He was a king, and with that said, he wasn't a king. That on one of those times. It's okay, don't need that on any time. He wasn't a king, and he himself said his kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom is to come. His kingdom is of another age. So, yes, when he came to earth, he didn't come, his kingdom was not of that age, of that time, of that world. His kingdom is of a world to come. When he comes back, he will set up his kingdom. Now, you need some more scriptures. Let us go to... Okay. Revelation 19. Verse 11-16. In English, please. I can't read Arabic. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. Now, a lot of this is symbolic, I understand. And he has on his vest, on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Only thank God can be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There is only one. Only God can be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That'll take too long. Luke 22, verse 3. This one, sorry, my apologies. Okay, we'll give you another one. To show the it's created. Revelation. Have we come to Revelation 17, or 7, verse 17? Yes, he did that too. For less than the rest of the Trinity, so you understand why I say Jesus is God. In the book of Acts, in Matthew, last chapter of Matthew, Jesus instructed all to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the book of Acts, none were baptized into his names. what it means in the name of Jesus Christ, because He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Those are just titles, one of many discrete titles for Him. Now, if you look at Hebrews 13, verse 8, Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ became yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible says God cannot change. Jesus cannot change. He is the same what He was yesterday, He is today, and He will be forever. He is God, because He cannot change. And in the Bible, God is one. It doesn't say He is three. Jesus, the Spirit of God within Jesus. The flesh was not Jesus. The spirit that was in Him was Jesus. His body was able to stay because it was just when He was killed, and I know Jews and Muslims do not believe He died on the cross, but when He died, or when He was killed, His blood was spilled, His spirit was spilled. His spirit was released, and that is what saves. Blood doesn't save. Only God can save, and God is Spirit. And the Spirit that was in Jesus was the Spirit of God. That's why it is able to save. His flesh, Himself said, He can do nothing. His flesh can do nothing. The Spirit that is in Him is God, and is able to save. You have time for one last one or not? Do we have how much time? 1 minute? Okay. Luke 2. If we have time. Yet again, just like in Isaiah, unto us is for unto you is born this day in the pity of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. No one has to save. This is showing that God is Jesus Christ, and He is a Savior. Explicitly, it's showing that He is God. There's no one God can save.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته غير وجوه again good verses from the Bible and I do not share till now just one verse from the statement of Jesus Christ. He said I am God I am your creator, I am your Lord, I am God manifested in flesh, I have Bill Mitchell, I'm God and a man at the same time. I'm perfect man and perfect God at the same time. يعني لم يأتي بنفس واحد إلى الآن يقول المسيح صراحة على الله. أنا الإله الحق، أنا الخالق، أنا إله كام وإنسان كام. أنا لي طبيعتين، طبيعة إنسانية وطبيعة إلهية. Second, you admit for the second time that the Bible is a change. The Bible is a change. Now, the Bible is a change. How we can trust any word in the Bible now? How you can trust any word? If they can add or take out, how you can trust the Bible? هو اعترف مرتين ان الكتاب المقدس تغير مع الزمان. احنا كيف نثق في الكتاب المقدس في النصوص ديت؟ ان النصوص ديت نصوص مضافة او نصوص محذوفة. You can trust the Bible anymore. God Almighty cannot change the word of God. If you change the word of God, it's not the word of God. Third, you keep talking about the version issue. You see, as Brother Fundy told you on the text, you quote in verse from the Old Testament, not from the Gospel, from the Old Testament. The Old Testament talking about Alma. Alma means young woman. Okay? Yes, as a Muslim we believe Jesus as his mother was virgin. Yes, we do. But this has nothing to do with the prophecy. The prophecy has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. The prophecy is talking about a young woman, had a child, and that child is named Emmanuel. Jesus was not Emmanuel. Nobody called him Emmanuel. I challenge you. Give me one verse in the Bible that anyone called Jesus Emmanuel. When the angel came to Joseph, in the book of Matthew 1:21, he said his name will be what? Will be Jesus. Also in the book of Luke, chapter 2:21, same thing. He said his name will be Jesus, not Emmanuel. Matthew was copying dates from the Old Testament, and he claimed that this prophecy about Jesus has nothing to do with Jesus. Absolutely none. Nothing. يعني الكتاب المقدس واضح الكتاب المقدس يقول ان الاسم يسوع اللي الملاك قال في متى 1:21 اسم يسوع ليوسف قال لمريم اسم يسوع لوقا 2:21 مش عن مانوئيل والمرأة اسمها امرأة جنب رومان امرأة صغيرة الكلام ده في النص العبري العبري علم امرأة صغيرة so it's very clear هذا ما بدون القرآن why مش القرآن over here You're talking about that God Almighty and Jesus, they are the same, and God has the same quality of God and Jesus. Actually, no. If you read in your own Bible, you found out that God Almighty, in the book of the first Samuel. Chapter 2, verse 3. 1 Samuel 2, verse 3. It said about God Almighty that God all-knowing. All-knowing. It means God Almighty knows everything. In heaven and earth. يقول سمويل الأول الله إله عليم. الله يعرف كل شيء في السماء والأرض. Is Jesus knows everything in heaven and earth? No. Jesus said in the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 32. About the last day, the day of judgment. What is it? About this day and this hour, nobody knows. Not even the angels, which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. The only one know about the last day is the Father. Only alone. Jesus has no knowledge. How come Jesus is God and they have no knowledge about the last day? كيف يكون المسيح الله وهو ليس له أي علم في يوم القيامة? How come Jesus and the Father are one? And you said Jesus is the Father. But Jesus said to the Lord, no, I'm not the Father. He said, the only one know the Father, not me. The Son is not the Father. They are different. The statement is very clear. But of that day and that hour, knows no man. No, not the angels. Angels which are in heaven. Neither the Son, neither the Son, but the Father. Alone the Father. This also verse repeats that Jesus, the one who will judge us in the last day, How can he judge us? And he has no knowledge about the rest day. فَلَتَكُنْ وَالْدَيْنُ وَلَا عَلَىٰ الْقِيَامَةِ Also in the book of Mark chapter 11 verse 12-13 about the tree of fig tree. Jesus Christ was the fig tree to me. But he found out. What? He found out. There is no fig tree. Why? Because it was not the season yet. Was not the season yet. How come he is God and he has no knowledge about the season of the fig tree? And seeing of a fig tree afar off in Greece. He came. If he play, he might find anything there. And when he came to it, he found nothing but this. For the time of figs was not yet. He doesn't know the season of the fig tree. Is it God? Come on, man. Come on, be reasonable, be logic. هل يكون هذا الله وهو لا يعلم موسم التين؟ خليك رجل منطقي. So, God Almighty cannot die. But Jesus, as you believe, died on the cross. What's the truth that God cannot die? The book, the Bible itself. Where? God Almighty said in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 40, I live forever. In the book of Ezekiel, 18:3, I am the living God. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 10. I'm sorry, Ermia. Ermia 10:10. That God is a living God. He's immortal. He cannot die. In the first letter of Timothy, chapter 6, verse 16, it says, you only the one who cannot die. And the first letter of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 12, are you all our God, immortal, everlasting, you cannot die. But Jesus died on the cross, I believe, then Jesus is not God. Sir, nobody can see God. Can anybody see God? No, nobody can see God. Who said so? God himself and Jesus. And the book of John, chapter 5, verse 37, 5:37. What he said, Jesus, what Jesus said? He says, and the Father who sent me, they witness for me. You never heard his voice, nor see his shape. You never heard his voice, nor seen his shape. Nobody sees the Father. How come Jesus is the Father? And Jesus himself admits nobody at any time sees the Father. How come? يعني المسيح كيف يكون هو الآب وهو يقول لم يرى أحد الآب على في أي وقت. Cannot be Jesus is the Father. It cannot be Jesus is God. Also God Almighty said so. In the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 20, God Almighty said to Moses, you cannot see my face, because a man cannot see my face and is still alive. You can. You can see the God's face and is still alive. You can, you will die. You have to die. يعني الله عز وجل يقول في خروج 33:20 لموسى وقال الله لا تقدر أن ترى وجهي لأن الإنسان لا يراني ويعيش. الإنسان لا يراني. You cannot see the face of God Almighty and at the same time you live. You have to die. You have to die. You cannot. You have to die. Also in the book of John chapter 1:18 it said nobody see God at any time. Nobody see God at any time. You cannot see God. You can see God. لا أحد رأى الله في أي وقت. أي وقت. Never ever anybody see God. Also God Almighty can do everything. God is capable to do everything. Jesus said in the book of Mark chapter 10 verse 27, Mark 10:27, he says, everything is possible with God. Everything is possible with God. But Jesus, is Jesus capable to do everything? No, he cannot. He says in the book of John, chapter 5, verse 30, I cannot do nothing through my own self. Absolutely nothing. Answer him, is this God? Is God powerless? I cannot do nothing through my own self. الله قادر. المسيح يقول كل شيء مستطاع عند الله. مرت 10:27. ماذا يقول يسوع؟ أنا لا أقدر على أن أفعل للناس شيء. Is it God? Absolutely not. It's not God. ليس هو الله. God Almighty is not a man. Who said that? God Almighty said that. In the book of Numbers 23:19, God is not a man. What did it say? In the book of John 8:40, I am a man telling you the truth, which I heard it from God. Allah ليس إنسان والمسيح يقول أنا إنسان. قد كلمكم بالحق الذي سمع من الله. God is perfect. But Jesus is not perfect. Where? In the book of Matthew chapter 19:16, and a man came to Jesus Christ, told him, God Master, what can I do to gain eternal life? What Jesus said, why you call me God? There is man God but one. He is God. Okay, but God Almighty said in the book of Psalms, chapter 118, verse 1. There is God. He is God. But Jesus Christ said, I'm not God. The only one God is God. المزمور 118 واحد يقول احمد الله لانه صالح ولكن يسوع يقول انا مش صالح انا not good. The only good is God. Then Jesus not God. You said God is a spirit. Yes, but Jesus is not a spirit. In the book of John chapter 4
verse 24, 424, it says, God is a spirit. Who said that? Jesus Christ. Said God is a spirit. Okay, what about Jesus Christ? Is Jesus Christ a spirit? Al-Masih yaqul inna Allah ruh. Is Jesus a spirit? No. Look now, in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 24, verse 36, 24, 36. They that speak Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, these unto you, that they were purified and appointed, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Hand with me and see, for a spirit has no flesh and bones as you see me have. For a spirit has not flesh and bones as you see me have. Jesus admits that he is not a spirit. But Jesus said, God is a spirit. Then Jesus is not God. Nobody can tempt it with God. Al-Masih yaqul inna Allah ruh, yaqul inna walaysa ruh. Nobody can tempt it with God. لا أحد يستطيع أن يجرب الله. Who said that? The Bible says that. Where? In the first letter. And I'm sorry, in the letter of Jacob. Chapter 1 verse 13. Jacob 1:13. He said, nobody says that I tempted it by God. Because God is not tempted by evil. God is not tempted by evil. Jacob chapter 1 verse 13. Nobody can tempt God. But Jesus, Satan, the devil, tempted Jesus for 40 days. Then Jesus is not God. رسالة يعقوب 1:13 يقول لا أحد يقول إذا جرب إن يجرب من قبل الله لأن الله غير مجرب بالشروط. لكن يسوع جرب من الشيطان 40 يوم. إذا يسوع ليس هو الله. Now again, the mic is yours. You have now left 20 minutes. Please get verse from Jesus saying, I am God. Please listen to me. Listen, I am God. I am your creator. I am your Lord. I am God manifested in flesh. I have good nature. God and a man in the same time. The mic is yours and your last 20 minutes.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay. First of all, Hashem, I've given you plenty of, okay, just a minute. How about now? How's that? Better? I've given you plenty of scriptures to prove that he is God. You deny all of them. You deny the Bible. And yet you use the Bible to try to prove that he is not God. And I personally don't understand that. You say to use the Bible to prove that he is God. You do not believe the Bible. So I don't understand personally how you could even expect me to prove anything by something you don't yourself believe. And then when I do give you the scriptures, you deny what I give you and try to turn it around and say that it's say something else about it. When it explicitly says that Jesus is God, he is King, he is Savior, and he is Creator. I don't know if you know about other religions, but about Hinduism and Zoroastrianism, Buddhism, even the Sumerians, they even had many beliefs of God as the Greeks and the Romans did. Now, a lot of their beliefs are actually similar to a lot of even in the Bible. Not that they're the same, but they're similar. And even of the Quran. In fact, even the Quran is said to have come from Hinduism. You may not believe that, you know, you may not, but you check the history on the Quran, and you will see that this is so, that a lot of your so-called beliefs are not original to Islam at all. In fact, very few of them are original to Islam. Now, the great debate in the Bible, there was a mighty prophet, there were many prophets, and many were false prophets. Now, you claim that Jesus is a true prophet, and yet you you try to shoot him down as something of less than just barely a man. And yet, your Quran says he was a prophet. And here you are trying to prove, or even show that he was just a man. This I don't understand, but in the Bible there was a test of a true prophet. In Deuteronomy, if you believe the Old Testament, go to Deuteronomy 18. It will show the test of a true prophet. And I'll say this for the as a statement. Muhammad failed that test. Jesus, you may not believe he was God, but he passed that test. As did Moses, as did Abraham, as did Noah, as did all these mighty prophets. Malachi, they all passed the test. Now, Muhammad, he didn't pass the test of being a true prophet. And if that being so, that would mean that the Quran, which he I'm explaining, I'm tying Jesus and Allah together. I'm trying to show you that if there is proof of Jesus, he's trying to say Jesus is not God. I understand that. But he opened the thing up. He brought the Quran up. He's the one that mentioned that Jesus is not God. And he used the Old Testament and the Quran. Yeah, he did. Much earlier, he did. He said Jesus is not God. And he mentioned about, he brought the Old Testament up about the maiden and the virgin. So, that maybe, okay, I'll leave Allah alone for now. We don't want to get into that. Actually, that's a sore point. That's no problem. I wish people would stop sending me these threats about Muhammad and Allah. Okay, well, if it's the proof from the Bible, if it's the proof from the Bible, then I've used the Bible. And Wassam, go to, okay, alright. Wassam, when I gave him the scriptures, he either says that they're not true, or that they are not what they say, or that they have been changed. He's got to, if he doesn't believe the Bible, then say he doesn't believe the Bible. Don't try to prove something by something you don't believe. Okay? 14 minutes left or 14 minutes used? Left, okay. Now, as far as who Jesus is, you claim he's a prophet, and I'll say this: prove to me that he was a prophet. Prove to me that Moses was a prophet. prove to me that Muhammad was a prophet, and there is a proof for a prophet, and it is by the Bible. And if what Jesus, if he indeed was a prophet is someone that not just speaks the words of God, but that speaks the actual words of God. That speaks, God speaks to this these people, these prophets. And if you go, as I said, if you go to Deuteronomy 18, you will see the test of a true prophet. Because what he says will come to pass. The test of a true prophet is, okay, is in Deuteronomy 18. It says if the what the person says in the name of God comes to pass, believe him. If it doesn't come to pass, do not believe them, do not fear them, because what they said was not even spoken by God. That they are liars, that they are false prophets. So, you were trying to prove, or asking to prove Jesus God. I've tried my best, you know. There's a lot of other scripture and stuff outside of scripture that proves he's God. But obviously you're containing me by the Bible, so I will stick to the Bible. There's a lot of stuff said about Jesus, that he was married, that he had kids, that he married Mary Magdalene. I'm not ignorant of all this. You may take me as ignorant, which is fine. But I'm not ignorant of these things. But I'm not ignorant of Mithras and Inanna and all these other gods, Ishtar and Sin and all these other so-called gods that are similar to the one we call Jesus the Christ. As I said, many times I've talked to people of all different faiths, and I enjoy talking to people of faith. I'm not trying to prove or disprove or knock someone's faith. You know, the faith is their faith, but there's also got to be some truth in what they believe. People, if you believe in religion and you have your books, well, those books have got to come from somewhere. I mean, the Book of Mormon is a good example. I hope there's no Mormons here, but the Book of Mormon, they say that Joseph Smith was a prophet, okay, and that he was given the word of God, and the new word from God. And they call it the Book of Mormon, from this another angel, of course. Now, the Word of God comes to a man by God, not by angels. Yes, speak to man, but the Word of God is spoken to a man by God Himself, not by angels. Angels are messengers. What I mentioned about the Church of Laodicea, and I don't know if he even understands what the Church of Laodicea is, but we are in the age, the last age of this church age of Laodicea. There's a big controversy right now about the last days, and I know Islam believes in end times, and the Christians do, and Jews do, and so many others do, the New Age people. But if Jesus was and is God, he will do what he said, because there are a few things God cannot do, believe it or not. God cannot lie, he cannot change, he cannot die. Those are a few things that God cannot do. And Jesus, he said, if he was God, how can he die? Well, as I tried to explain him, the flesh body was not God. the spirit that was in him was God. The spirit was released. The flesh, when we, even in us, our bodies are only alive because of the spirit that is in it. And God is a spirit, so God cannot die. When the body died, he went back to the Father. The Bible says that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Now that's, what does that mean? He's actually sitting next to God the Father on a chair for the last 2,000 years? Even that, I mean, you and others try to attack the Bible, attack Jesus, attack the Word of God without even knowing what it means. There's a lot of symbolism in the Bible. And unless you understand what it means, you can't just go around saying things, saying this and that, because you yourself don't know, understand what things mean. Do you know what a woman represents in the Bible? Do you understand when it says beast, what it represents? Do you understand when it says angel? Sometimes angels in the Bible are not angels, they're messengers, they're human messengers. Okay? Church, or a woman represents a church. Beast represents a power. There's a lot of symbolism in the Bible. And I'm not saying I'm any authority, because I'm not. But do I believe Jesus is God? Yeah. I do 100%. And all that he said, he's done, and he will do. And, you know, we could be going back and forth with scriptures, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and I'll say one thing, you'll say another. You know, it's no different than the, I mentioned Catholicism because I was raised Catholic. I know it's a bunch of nonsense. I know all about it. And they'll say that Mary is the queen of heaven and this and that, and they'll use scripture, the Bible, to show that Mary is the queen of heaven. They'll show, use the Bible to show that there's a Trinity. They'll use the Bible to say that they are the authority, that you can't be saved unless you join the Roman Catholic Church, that the Roman Catholic Church and the Pope is Peter was the first Pope. Use the Bible, the same Bible that you're using and I'm using, to show that Peter was the first Pope. When Peter never even went to Rome, and that even that Pope nonsense was something that was started hundreds of years after Jesus even died. So, if you want me to use the Bible to prove that Jesus is God, I've given you quite a few scriptures. There's dozens and dozens more that prove he is. If you want to look at something further, I suggest you go to the Bible codes or the Torah codes and do some reading up there to show that the Bible is true and that Jesus is the Messiah and that he is God. The codes, even these codes that could be written or hidden by no one but God, they can't even reproduce these codes now. They show that Jesus is God. They prove that Jesus is God. What else? I don't know what else to say to you, Wissam. I know after you think this is, you may think this is a debate. Okay, it's not a, I don't know if I can call it even a debate, because I'm restricted to what I can even use to prove that Jesus is God. There's a lot of history proving that Jesus is God. There's a lot of other information. There's a lot of even other books that are not even in the Bible that prove that Jesus is God. And even the Quran, if you believe the Quran, proves that there was a man called Jesus. And yet people even deny, okay, this is not the Quran. I don't know why I can't use the Quran, but okay. there's tons and tons of information on this man you call Jesus that you may not even be aware of. You know, there's many even books that are written about him that were found in the in Qumran. I don't know if you've been to Qumran. I was there a few years ago. They show there's many other books that were written about Jesus and his other miracles and about his childhood, about the missing 30 years where he went when he that is not mentioned in the Bible. So this man, Jesus, was not just some ordinary man or just a prophet. He was much more. If he was just a prophet, well, he died a man like all other men, and he will be judged. But he says he will judge the living and the dead. And I don't know of any being in this universe that can judge the living and the dead but God. And he himself is said to judge the living and the dead. Like I said, I've given the scripture that he's creator, that he's savior, that he's king, and all these attributes can be attributed to no other one but God. He was a man. The flesh that was created was a man. Just like Adam, he was a man. There's many things in the Bible you may not understand about the sons of God and the daughters of men. I don't know if that is even mentioned in your Quran, but this even has to do with the lineage of Jesus. If you look at even at the lineage of Jesus, right from Adam, you will see that Cain is not a son of Adam. And that the Bible says Jesus is the second Adam. Well, why? Because Adam, the first son of God, failed. He sinned. He failed. The second son of God, this flesh that was created, did not fail. He was perfect. Did he cry? Yeah. Yes, he did cry. Did he get angry? I believe he got angry. He turned over the money table. He did many things as a human. And yes, he did sleep. But the spirit that was in him was God. And so we can go on and talk all we want, but there's only one way you're going to know is if he speaks to you. And when you die and I die, we're going to know then. You know, if Jesus God, if Allah is God, if Buddha is God, if, you know, some people say a cow is God, you know, and they believe it. Well, when they die, they're going to find out that a cow is just a cow. But if there's a God, there's only one God. It can't be Allah, it can't be Jesus, it can't be Buddha, it can't be monkey, and all these other things. God is only one. Even the Quran and the Bible say God is one. He's not two, he's not three, he's not millions. So, I'm not going to quote a bunch of more scriptures because I don't think that makes much sense, using scriptures to prove something that from a book that you yourself do not even believe to be of God or to be the Word of God. You believe the Quran to be the Word of God, well, then follow the Quran. But as there's a true test of a prophet, there's a true test of what comes from God, because there's certain things that only God can do. Only God can create. Only God can make something out of nothing. Only God can bring back the dead and make it alive again. And you say that this has not been done, I challenge you, you go to do some search yourself, and you'll see that it has been done, And the only name that's been done is the name of Jesus Christ. None of the name of Buddha or of Allah or of any of these other gods. There's only one name. Okay. Thank you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With all respect to Skubi, Skubi has nothing to say now. He tries to attack Islam and tries to attack Prophet Muhammad. Because he cannot prove that Jesus Christ is God. So the only thing you can say that they are attacking Islam and Prophet Muhammad. I'm not attacking Christianity. I'm just quote verses from the Bible to prove that Jesus is not God. The man never say I'm God. The man never say I'm God manifested in flesh. And actually, you said something very good. You said that there is a text in Deuteronomy 18:18. Yes, I'm gonna read Deuteronomy 18:18, and I will prove to you that Jesus said the text. Jesus himself did this. And Deuteronomy 18:18 says, "I will raise him up a prophet." It's talking about the prophet, okay? Among the brethren, like unto thee, like unto Moses, and will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command them. Now, in number 19, it shall come to pass that whoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require of him. Now, number 19, and number 20, and this is the most important verse, number 20, the text over here. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. Shall what? Shall die. Why the Jews can do that? Because the Jews believe that Jesus was a false prophet. That's why they killed him. So actually the verse is against you. Now, he said also that the prophet, he should speak about prophecy, and the prophecy shall come. If it did not come, then this prophet is a liar. And I brought to you that Jesus also spoke about prophecy, something will come in the future and never come. Like what? Look over it. In the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 23, هو كان يقول إن المسيح بيتكلم على المسيح اللي في اختبار في تثنية عشر عشر اختبار في تثنية 18-18 يقول إن هذا النبي الذي يتكلم بكلام غير الله الأمور به يقتل هذا النبي من قتل؟ يسوع قتل إذن يسوع نبي كاذب. Now, in the book of Matthew, chapter 10:23, but when they persecute you in this city, flee ye unto another, for verily I say unto you, you shall not have done over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. Never having, never materialized, never having. What do you say now? Then you have to say that Jesus was not a prophet, was not God. He prophesied something in the future and never happened, never come. I don't want to say a liar. I don't want to say that. What does that mean? But when they persecute you in this city, leave you and to another, for verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man become never materialized, never happened. Yeshua يقول من الأنف يقول وما تتردوكم من هذه المدينة فهربوا إلى الأخرى فإن الحق أقول لكم لا تكملوا مدن إسرائيل حتى يأتي ابن الإنسان. لم يتحقق إذن يسوع نبي كاذب. Same thing in Matthew chapter 10 and chapter 16 verse 28. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not stay to judge till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. It never happened more than 2,000 years. Never happened. So then what he said? Are you saying he is a liar? Are you saying he was not true prophet? He's not even God. He's not even prophet. He said the prophet, if he is a prophet about future, and it did not happen, then he is a liar. That's what Jesus said. Verily I say unto you, there shall be some standing here which shall not take of this till they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom. Never happened. Never ever happened. Then he failed in the test. He failed in the test. It's not only that. It's not only that. Now, he failed in the test again, Jesus, to prove that he is just a prophet. Not even God, a prophet. He failed the test again and again and again. Now, in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 38, المسيح يبقى في الامتحان حتى يجي في نوع نبي. Then the center of the sky and all the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we will see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seek after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of Jonah, of brother Jonah. Now Jesus Christ, they asked him to give them a sign, a miracle. To prove what? To prove it's God? No. To prove it's the Son of God? No. To prove Trinity? No. To prove He is the Christ. The Christ Jesus, the Jews was waiting for. يسألون معجزة حتى يسألون نوع النبي المنتظر. Special. Jesus said, the only sign for this generation is the sign of Jonah. What does that mean? It means Jesus contradicts and contrasts the Bible writers, because the Bible writers said that Jesus made a lot of signs, a lot of signs. But Jesus said the only sign, only one sign for this generation, his generation, is the sign of Jonah. لكن هو ناقض كتاب الأنجيل اللي يقول عن المعجزات كثير. قال المعجزة الوحيدة هي معجزة جونا. Also he contradicts himself. He contradicts himself. How is that? The same story related in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 11. نفس القصة معادة في مرقس 11-8. ونقض نفسه. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question him, seeking for him a sign from heaven, trying him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why do this generation seek a sign? Verily, I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. Verily, I say unto you, he swears, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. He contradicted himself. One time he said in Matthew, the only sign is the son of the prophet Jonah, and now he says there is no sign at all to this generation. What do you say? What do you say? He fills the text. And not only that, what is the sign of Judah? What is the sign of Jonah? The sign of Jonah that Jonah is supposed to be dead, but he was alive. How? Jonah was in a boat, they're thrown in the sea. He's supposed to drown, but he was alive. The wind swallow him. He's supposed to be dead, but he was alive. And if you read the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verse 1, he said he was drained to God from the belly of the wind. So he was alive. No. The wind vomited him on the shore. He was dead or alive, he was alive. Now, Jesus Christ, according to your own belief, or system of belief, he was dead on the cross. He was what? Dead. Is this like unto Jonah? Is this like unto Jonah? Jonah was alive, Jesus was dead. So Jesus lied. Then Jesus would say something, and never materialized, and never had it. Jonah was alive, Jesus was dead. Then he was a liar. Then he was not a prophet, not even God. Not even a prophet, not God. Okay. That's from what you said. You said, if he prophesied something, it has to come to that. It did not, then he was a liar. And Jesus, what he told him, he was a liar. I'm not saying that. The Bible says that. It's not only that. Now you're telling me now, we're talking about the time factor. Okay, the time factor. Jesus was, as you believe, he died on Friday. He was in the grave Friday night. Count. One night, Friday night. Saturday, all the day long he was in the grave. One day. Saturday night, he was in the grave. Sunday, early morning, Mary Magdalene went to the grave. She did not find him. How many days? How many nights he was in the grave? Saturday day, one day. Friday night, one night. Saturday night, two nights, one day. One day, two nights. How many days? How many nights was Jonah? 3 days and three nights. Then Jesus prophesied something and never materialized, and never happened. So what he said? Then Jesus is not even a prophet. He failed the test. He failed his own test. He failed his own test. He failed. Then the Jews have the right to kill him. As you said in Deuteronomy 18:20, the prophet who would rise on God Almighty should be dead to this. Then he was alive. That's what they killed him. Now, let's go back to, is Jesus ever claimed his God? No, he never claimed his God. Is Jesus ever claimed his God manifested in creation? No, he never said that. Where is the Bible? We have almost now, how long now we are in debate? Almost 2 hours. Where he said, that Jesus himself said, I am God, I am your creator, I am man in the God in the same time. Now you try to comment the verse in Revelation chapter 3:14. The verse in Revelation 3:14, what it says? What it says? It says Jesus is the beginning of God's creation. The beginning of God's creation. He is not God. God creates him. The beginning of God's creation. This is the issue over here. Not about the church, not about symbolism. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the verse that Jesus was created by God. This is the issue. He created by God Almighty. يعني يقول الناس انت مش فاهم الناس ده رمز كل حاجة رمز الناس بيقول ان هو مخلوق الله خلقه. There is one thing I did not comment on it before. There is only one verse. You said it, and this verse that Jesus is not Jesus actually. They said the Lamb is God. And now he says the Lamb is Jesus. God Almighty is the Lamb. God the Lord of the universe is animals. The Lord of the universe is animals. He said in the book of Revelation chapter 17:14. And they will fight the Lamb, and the Lamb will fight them. The Lamb is the King of kings, a Lord of lords. Then Jesus is God, because Jesus is the Lamb. تخيلوا يا أخوة حفلاء. يقول المسيح هو الله، لأن المسيح هو الخروف. وهؤلاء تحاربون الخروف والخروف يغلبهم لأنه رب الأرباب وملك الملوك. Then Jesus is God because he is the Lamb. God Almighty is animals. Now, from the mouth of Jesus Christ refused Trinity. Jesus refused Trinity. من كلام المسيح، المسيح ينقد موضوع التثليث and refute his God. Jesus refute his God. Now, in the book of John, chapter 17:3, it says, this is eternal life, to know you. You are the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you seek. Very clear statement. Very clear. This is eternal life, to know you. You are the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you seek. Jesus confessed and said, I bear witness, there is only one God, and I am his messenger. Jesus did not say, this is eternal life to know I am God, I am the Son of God, I am one of Trinity. No. There is only one God, I am his messenger. وهذه الحالة فضيلة أن يعرفوك أنك أنت الإله الحقيقي وحدك ويسوع المسيح الذي أرسلته. Now, in the book of Gospel of Mark, chapter 12:28. And one of the scribes came, and I am enjoying them reasoning together. And perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, what is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first commandment of all is, Shema Israel, Adonai, Elohim, Adonai, Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Is what? One Lord. And he said, what? Our Lord. Jesus included Jesus included our Lord. And Messiah يقول أما هي أول الوصايا؟ أول الوصايا اسمع يا إسرائيل الرب إلهنا رب واحد. Sir, in the book of Mark chapter 13 verse 32 about this day and this hour, nobody knows, not even the angels who are in heaven, neither the Son but the Father. The only one knows about the last day, the Father alone. The Son has no knowledge. إن ذلك اليوم وتلك الساعة فلا يعلم أحدهم ولا الملائكة الذين في السماء ولا الإبن إلا الآب. Now in Matthew chapter 2020, Matthew 2020, and then came to him a mother of Zebedee, children with her sons, were showing him and desiring a certain thing of him, and he said unto her, what will that? She said unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on the right hand and the other on the left, in thy kingdom. What did Jesus reply? What did Jesus say to her? Listen, listen. But Jesus answered and he said, you know not what you ask. To sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give. It's not mine to give. He said, Jesus, the one is judged us. And he said, I cannot put you in hellfire. I cannot put you in heaven because it's not mine to give. متى 2020 تقدمت إليهم ابن زبدي وسجدت طلبت منه شيئا فقال لا ماذا تريدين قال فأقول أن يجلس ابنائي واحد عن يمينك والآخر عن يسارك في ملكوت قال لا الجلوس عن يميني وعن يساري فليس لي أنا أخيه لا in the book of Matthew 19:16 and the old one came and said to him good master what good thing I shall do that I may have eternal life what Jesus replied and Jesus said unto him why could me thou good? There is none good. But one, he is God. I'm not good. The only good is God. Now in the book of John chapter 14:28, John 7, I'm sorry, 14:28, the Father is greater than I. The Father is greater than I. How come they are so equal? Let the Abi Adam a minute. In the book of John, chapter 20:17, I'm not ascended to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. How come all the God is saying, my Father and your Father, and my God and your God, and I'm not عبد الأبي وأبيكم وإلهي وإلهكم. Now, in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 12, Jesus Christ said, he that overcomes, will I make him a pillar in my God after he ascended to heaven. It still called God Almighty, his God. Four times. He that overcomes, will I make him a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God twice. And the name of the city of my God three times. What new Jerusalem? Let's come down out of heaven from my God. أربع مرات يقول إن الله إليه. Four times. He says, God, 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 God. In the cover comes, when I make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall do no more out. And I will write it upon his name of my God. And the name of the city of my God is near, which is New Jerusalem, which come out down from heaven from my God. Now, the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 17, Habakkuk 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you unto you the spirit of wisdom. The God of our Lord, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. إِلَهَ رَبَّنَا يَسُوعَ الْمَسِيحِ. Now, First letter of Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 28, 15:28. And we know things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him, that put all things under him, that God will be all one in one. The last day, the day of judgment, the day of resurrection, everything in heaven and earth, under God's control, even the Son himself, which you put in God, is going to be subdued unto heaven to God. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him, that God all things under him, that he be God, be one and we be all in all. Alone God, ومتى يخضع له الكل فحينئذ المسيح الابن سيخضع لمن يخضع له الكل حتى يكون الله لوحده الكل في الكل. And when all things shall be subject unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him, that both all things under him, that God may be all in all. معك يا أخي إن شاء الله خلاص أنا خلصت.